All right, everyone, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Sophie Barksdale, board member of the Lander Arts Center and coordinator for ATLAS, at Lander Arts and Sciences, as well as Amy Vincent, the community officer for the Lore Foundation. And they're here today to talk about the community screening of the climbing documentary film They Them. It's happening on September 15th at 7:30 p.m. And it tells the story of Lore Saborin, a trans climber who documented their journey climbing in the sandstone canyons of northern Arizona. Sophie and Amy are going to fill us in a little bit more about the documentary, where it's going to be, how you can attend it and see it, and give us a little background information about it as well. But before we dive into the interview today, how is everyone doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vince. Yeah, we're great.
Well, appreciate you both so much for taking the time to chat with me today about this documentary screening. So, Sophie, you're going to take it away on this, correct? And kind of fill us in a little bit on Lore's backstory, right?
So, Vince, I'm here as a representative of Wind River Pride, and we are so excited to bring this film to Lander. I know some people will have already seen this film. It's a Patagonia film, and it follows the story of Lore and their journey really to conquer this one climb. It's the hardest climb that they have put together, and you follow the film as they piece together each piece of this climb, and that then becomes a really wonderful analogy for their journey in sort of self-exploration and discovery and learning who they are and how to fit into both the climbing community and their wider community. I think we have to say that, you know, the film comes with a bit of a warning. We are talking about eating disorders. We're talking about self-harm. There's mm-hmm. references to sexual assault mm-hmm. and suicide. But I think particularly in this month, we really should be talking about the risks of suicide and really how that affects our trans community.
For our listeners who don't know, this September is Suicide Prevention Month. So that's what you're talking about with why that's especially important right now this
exactly,
month.
Exactly. And I mean, I think great that we have a month dedicated to that, and this is a subject that we should be talking about all the time because it really does affect rural areas more than anywhere else as well. And so trans community within a rural community is like, you know, that just blows it out of the water. We're excited that Lore is coming to join us for the screening. Lore will be here to watch the film with us, and then we'll join some of our community members in a Q&A after the film. So we would love to invite you to come down and share in the experience with us.
Come check it out. And once again, where and when is this going to be happening?
Yeah, so it's September 15th. It's a free screening. We're going to be at Centennial Park on Main Street. Bring your sleeping bags, bring your blankets, bring your hot chocolate. We don't know what the weather will do. It could be really hot.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. And if it does rain or it gets too windy, we're going to relocate to the library, to the Carnegie Room. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, and like you said, deals with a difficult subject matter, but things that normalizing those conversations, and a part of that is hearing stories like this.
So. Absolutely. And look, when I saw this film for the first time and had time to sort of think about it, I came away thinking that everyone needs to see this film. It's not just for the trans community. If you have a mother, if you have been a mother, if you have been a child, you should see this film. And I really, that's when I approached the Lore Foundation. So thank you to Amy Vincent, who has helped us get this off the ground and get Lore up here to be part of these conversations. And we're just so grateful to be screening this to the Lander community.
Well, and like you said, it's not just for the trans. I mean, you can learn. This is a learning process, too. I mean, if something you may not be familiar with, watch something like this, and you can walk away a little bit more knowledgeable about an area that you may not have been before.
100%. And I think this is something that Amy and I have talked a lot about, that, you know, learning someone's pronouns or giving someone else your pronouns, while that might be a slight inconvenience to you, or maybe you slip up and you make a mistake and that's embarrassing, it can actually be life-changing and life-saving for somebody else who is not feeling recognized and identified. And I think that's an important thing to take away, that something so small that we can do as individuals can have such a big impact in the wider community. And I think we just need to normalize that and have those conversations, even if it makes us uncomfortable.
Now, Amy, you're here kind of representing the Lore Foundation. What was your involvement with this?
So the Lore Foundation's involvement in this is funding the screening of the film, and for Lore, the person, not the foundation, to actually come up and be a part of the screening in person, which is so exciting. That's just a really special part to the screening. And what the Lore Foundation does is funds ideas. We take individual ideas, we take ideas from organizations, we take ideas from all corners of a community that will help make that community a better place to live. And so for Lander, this was Sophie's idea. Sophie saw this film, and everyone needs to see this film. And it was her idea to bring it to Lander. And so we helped to do that because we saw her vision and wanted to help make that happen. And one of the other things that Sophie had said to us was that what she has heard from Wind River Pride is this kind of idea that after June, Pride Month is over, we all kind of have to go back in our closets. Mm-hmm. And wanting to kind of make a space for our LGBT community all throughout the year, not just in June. And so that's kind of the Lore Foundation, the way that we frame all of our funding requests is within a problem and solution kind of framework. What's the community problem? What's the community solution? And here, this one actually worked a little bit differently, but in general, it's, you know, this is the problem, that this part of our community is not seen and heard during the rest of the year. And so here's a solution. Like, let's
be on Main Street.
Be on Main Street. Right. In September.
Well, and it's just important for people to, no matter what your beliefs are, step out of your comfort zone every once in a while and learn something new. And especially something like this, where it's a project that humanizes, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't know a lot of these stories. So if they hear them and see them, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a person who struggled in their life and has overcome a lot of things. And if you can't relate to that, I don't know. I think everyone can.
Right. Everyone can. And to know that these people are in our community, like the LGBT community lives here, works here, plays here. They, you know, serve you at dinner and they check out your groceries and they, all of the parts of life, you know, they're a part of the community too. And the Lore Foundation wants to work with everyone mm-hmm. in the community, like every section of the community. And so this is just part of that work.
No, that's amazing. Things like this that, you know, bring the community together, you're outside getting the documentary screening, and then having them there too to be able to talk. Is there going to be like a Q&A or anything like that?
Yeah, there is a Q&A with Lore after the film. Lore the person, not Lore Foundation.
Right,
yeah.
Lore the person.
Yeah, we do need to differentiate.
Lore Foundation will be there. Like, I will be there and have a table at the back if anyone wants to come and talk about ideas that the Lore Foundation can fund. But Lore the person will also be there to Q&A. And that's, we want that. Like, I'm in the back quietly to have conversations with people. I don't want to take away from what the impact of having Lore there and our community members to talk about their experience.
Totally. With that screening, you may have already addressed this too, are there tickets that people need to have? Is this a free event?
This is absolutely a free event. We just hope people will show up with their blankets and lawn chairs. And
so no need to RSVP or anything,
just show up. We're excited to see you all. And as Amy said, excited to have Lore there to join some of our other community members to talk about their lived experiences in the climbing community and the wider community. And we really want this to be a space and platform for voices who don't always get to talk. So we're excited to do that. And Wind River Pride, as Amy said, this is something that we, you know, June shouldn't be the only time you get to be who you are. And we're excited to, maybe this is the start of a film, a yearly film. I don't know, like we do films quarterly or something. We're coming up with plans on how we can make this a year-round gathering in a way. And gosh, Vince, I've got to say, we also had the support of the Lander Community Foundation and the International Climbers Fest, who have all stepped up to help us get this off the ground as well. So Wind River Pride is so grateful for all these community groups coming together and helping us put this event together. And
well, and what a great place for a documentary about climbing than in Lander. I mean, that's got to be great for Lore to come here, have their story be told, and then, you know, go hit the rocks right afterwards if they want.
So true. Yeah, we're excited. Yeah.
Well, was there anything else that either of you wanted to get out to our listeners about the screening or anything upcoming for the Lore Foundation or Wind River Pride?
No, I mean, the only thing I would say is, like, if you have ideas on how to make Lander a better place, come see me. I want to hear them.
Awesome.
Great. Well,
and how can they reach out to you?
You can find me at thelorefoundation.org.
And I would just say we will update community members if the weather changes. We will put it out on Facebook and do some alerts to people on a Wind River Pride mailing address. If people just want to keep an eye out on the day or the day before, we'll let folk know that we're relocating to the library should the weather turn.
But, perfect.
And if people want to become allies or join up to the mailing list, we will have a QR code out there on the night for folk to be able to do that. But you can also reach us through our Wind River Pride Facebook page, and our email address is windriverpride@gmail.com.